Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
This is Greg Barnes with Inside Carolina. North Carolina's defensive line has been a weak spot in recent years due both to recruiting and some injury issues. In 2016, North Carolina ranked 12th in the ACC in both sacks and tackles for loss. New defensive coordinator John Papuchis, as well as senior defensive lineman Dwan Drennan, think this defensive line is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, this is the most depth we ever had at D-line since I've been here. In my 5 years, we got 15 to 16 guys that can go. So it's been great for us. I mean, when anybody needs a breather, we have guys that we can flip in. We don't have to worry about, this person might not be in the right spot. I feel like everybody is capable of doing the right things and being in the right place. So I feel like we are a force to be reckoned with. So.
I think we got the skill set to be better off the edge until we do it on a Saturday afternoon. You know, I won't know for 100%, but I think adding Dwan, adding Tamon back in the mix, Malik Carney being a year older and a year better, and we moved Tyrone Hopper to DN. Tyler Powell's done a nice job at DN. Really, if you look at the core of our DN group, you know, Tyler, Dwan, and Tamon didn't really have an opportunity to show what they had last year, so I'm excited about that.
One player to watch out for this season is junior defensive tackle Jalen Dalton.
You've seen flashes of it in practice a lot. There's a few instances in the game where you see it, but we need game day consistency, and he knows that, and we think the sky's the limit for him. He's just got to go out and do it, you know, because he does show the ability to be able to do those things.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.